I was just making applesauce.
Oh.
So I had a glass of apple juice. I'm all juiced up right now, full of processed sugar, ready to
Let
rock.
me ask you, do you put
It
cinnamon
was
on top as a little treat? A little treat for Elliot, little treat.
so okay. So the recipe, I didn't know. I've never made applesauce before. There is cinnamon in it, but I didn't realize that this is the way that applesauce worked. Is you just you put I put in two cups of apple juice into like a pot, and then it was just like boil the apple juice until only half of the apple juice remains.
What are you
And I
talking
was
about? How does it make
like,
apple sauce?
and then you add, no, listen, I'm gonna get to
Okay, I'm gonna cut you off.
that. It's 2 cups of apple juice, and then you just boil it until 1 cup remains, and then you add like 2 pounds of cut up apples, and then you simmer it for 25 minutes, and then you puree it, and that's how you get applesauce. And I did add cinnamon to it, but I didn't really understand the first step where I boiled off half the apple juice, because I understand like reducing a sauce, but this was just the apple juice, which is like 99% water. And so I don't really know what the point of doing
Okay,
that was.
pause. Is this a Hanukkah thing? Or can I make fun of you for it?
Well, it's not Hanukkah anymore. So,
So why are you making
you,
applesauce? You
yeah.
have teeth. What are you doing?
Because I'm doing a post Hanukkah thing this weekend, like a lock-up party. I just
Oh, that
wasn't in
sounds
town.
fun.
So, what were you gonna say?
That's it.
Oh,
I want to say it's a late night record. It's 11 p.m.
your big burn was I have teeth.
Elliot, don't give me a hard time.
I'm giving you a hard time. Don't complain. It's a late night
It's a
recording.
late
You
night.
you're drinking a White Claw right now. You're
I
okay.
had three
How about
IPAs at the
hey.
bar, so I have to continue.
Okay. So you're running hot right now. Okay, this will be a good episode. Well, everyone, welcome to Pasta Party. I am your host, Elliot Bromberg, here with my co-host who's lit. He's just absolutely blasted right now, Anthony Ferraro. And we have another very special guest here on the podcast. Anthony, you want to introduce our guest this
Oh,
week?
he's a member of my new sketch team, 24 Hour Kiss Club. Give it a follow on Instagram. Give it up for
Whoa,
Sam
whoa.
Schaefer. That's my open mic voice, by the way.
Sam Schaefer.
Hi, Sam.
Hello. Hello.
It's
How
a
are
very good
y'all?
hosting voice.
Thank you.
Sam, that was a good introduction for Sam. Sam, as I understand it, is also the proud winner of the first ever
Second.
Friend Island, right?
He did win the second
Oh,
show.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very honored to claim that title.
Elliot, you want to hear something funny about Sam?
Yeah, I would
Oh,
love to.
God.
Can't eat cheese. Not allergic, just has a mental block. Let's
Yeah.
talk about it.
Is that true?
No, it's 100%. And I cannot eat cheese in 99.99% of all situations. I'd like throw up almost immediately. That being said, my favorite food in the entire world is just a slice of pepperoni pizza.
Doesn't make any sense. It's all cheese.
No, it makes no sense. I went to a therapist one time, and she basically said, "What you have going on is entirely psychosomatic. We can get over it. It's probably linked to a past trauma, though. Do you want to explore that?" And I said, "I'm good. I would rather not. I think it
Hard
would be
pass.
better
Wow.
just amount of cheese." Well, why is it okay on pizza? You can see
Yeah,
it.
wait, so you can eat pizza. Like you can eat a slice of pepperoni
Yeah.
anywhere or like
Oh, yeah.
okay.
I mean,
But
so
it's what about
I don't
macaroni and
throw up.
cheese?
Oh, no. That is an instant vomit. And
Really?
I don't, yeah, and I really don't like. There's a trend going on in pizza. We've all seen it. They don't serve you pizza. They serve you cheese bread. They don't put any goddamn sauce on it.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying for
Yeah.
decades. No sauce on
What is
pizza.
when I have a
this?
slice like.
Wait, where are you getting your pizza?
Like
Con
dollar slice
continue, but
places.
where?
Around.
Yeah, around.
Around,
Live in
I
Brooklyn,
don't think.
Elliot.
I haven't seen this trend of we're getting cheesy bread, not pizza. I haven't seen anyone purporting to sell pizza that doesn't have any tomato sauce on it.
Domino's was really bad at it for a
Yeah.
long time. and they've gotten better. Papa John's is really bad at it. And now Papa John's, I would argue, put so much sauce on their pie that it's just a mushy ball of dough because it doesn't cook.
Ever since Papa John himself said he ate 40 pizzas in 30 days, their pizzas have been crazy. Like, they changed the recipe. Yeah. It's like, we're just going to lean in and we're going to be insane pizza. Elliot's actually backed by Big Mozzarella. Did you know that? He's got lobbyists that pay him.
This is like one of those things that you run by me before I come on.
Cause... Your agent didn't tell me about it.
No.
Yeah, well, actually, look under your seat. Everyone, look, check under your seat.
What's under my seat?
No way.
It's a big, big old block of mozzarella.
Oh.
I mean, it's useless to me. I'll. You know what? There's a kid that just runs around the block all day and begs for it. So I'll just toss it to him next time I see it.
Yeah, that kid's actually a real problem down at the factory.
That kid's actually just me. I don't know if you've recognized me. I sprint around town asking for mozzarella.
Yeah.
It works. That's how I know you. Yes.
It is. It's very tragic that you can't enjoy a nice smoked Gouda. You know, a sharp cheddar.
This is where it gets weird. I don't like.
Don't tell me you can eat Gouda. Don't tell me Gouda is like the one.
I can eat smoked Gouda without throwing up. I don't like it, but I for whatever reason, my mom was like, "Just try this one," and I did. I didn't throw up. So
hey, don't sleep on the Gouda.
Does the smoking change it? We could smoke more cheeses for you. We could smoke a pizza.
It might. I mean, maybe my body's just like, oh, these carcinogens. These are great for you.
Yeah, he hates cheese, but he loves a good cigarette. So maybe that's it.
Yeah,
really, it's painful, really calms the nerves. That's okay.
Yeah. We can get off this topic. Sorry, I had no segue. Did you have enough? No, I had no follow.
What a clean segue. You're a natural host.
That's why I do the editing myself. I'll make Elliot say that.
Horrible.
Big eye roll from Elliot.
I respect the let's not find out about my past move either, because I mean, it sucks that it's making you sick, but like, if something bad enough happened that you can't eat cheese, it's probably not worth the time or money finding out what it is.
Totally.
It's 100% how I feel about it.
I actually do have a segue now, if I can say it.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Elliot, how is the punk rock band that you just came from seeing?
Is this...
It's in reference to your hair.
This is in reference to my
your
hair?
Big bangs covering your eye, like an angsty teen.
Well, it was really good. They were great. A lot of songs about how...
the concert had a lot of songs.
Yeah, there were a lot of songs at the concert. Wow. A lot of songs about... how homework sucks.
Oh, sick.
And my mom is so controlling. And my girlfriend is like so hot. So hot, but doesn't get how tortured I am. You understand it.
Yeah, Elliot, I have a punchline that I want to say, but I'm going to try to like hint you towards it. You went to a Jewish Blink 182 cover band, right? And what's it called?
A Jewish... Blink 182 cover.
Yeah, what's the name of the band? It's like a riddle. I didn't want to say it.
Okay, hold on.
You can figure it out. Sam, you're also welcome to guess.
Is it Blink 180 Jew?
Yes. You got it correct.
That's it? That's all that it is?
Yep, you got it.
All right. Oh my god.
What'd you think of that, Sam? Was that a fun segment?
I loved it. I love a good... I should say, I not to brag, I am Jewish, and I love a good Jew pun, so...
Podcast before we landed on Pasta Party was Goomba and Jewish, and I think we should have called it that.
That was a huge missed opportunity.
I think so.
We thought it might be potentially unsettling and like maybe offensive to some people, but I guess it was a big swing and a miss. No, I am growing my hair out right now. I'm on month 8 of no haircut. I think the goal right now is the 1 year mark. It's certainly gonna be going through New Year's, so What will happen is it'll get just long enough that I can tie a man bun, and then one person will go, oh, I actually kind of like it. And then I'm going to go full long hair.
You are in a stage right now where it looks like you'd corner me at a party and talk to me about My Chemical Romance for about 40 minutes and would not let me leave.
This is the segue I wanted to do earlier. This is so much better. Good job. Good joke. Good punch up.
Okay. I feel a bit attacked right now, so I'm thinking maybe it's a good time for us to segue into improv.
I want to bully
you guys
more.
get any more cheap shots in right here, because I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like the direction we're going in.
Let's prof.
Okay, well, let's do some improv. Sam, all we need from you to get started is a location.
A Jewish deli.
Beautiful work.
A Jewish,
great suggestion.
Jewish deli.
Hey, can I get a ham and Swiss, please? On rye?
Yeah. Yeah, ham and Swiss on rye. You want any toppings with that? Any
nope,
pickles,
just,
mustard, relish?
I'll take a pickle on the side, but yeah, just ham and Swiss is fine. I'm pretty picky with
and
my toppings.
You want that?
I have a pass.
You want that toasted?
Yeah, toasted's fine. Just please don't put any lettuce, tomato, or mayo on it, because I have a past. I can't get into it. I just can't eat it. I'll throw up right away.
Sure.
Because of my past. Don't ask me about it. I don't want to talk about it. But my past is pretty traumatic. Yeah.
Right, and I do have to disclose that this is a Jewish kosher deli,
sure.
So the ham is not pork per se. it's a kind of a meat. It's kind of a meat substitute. It is made out of, you know, kind of like vegetable. It's plant. It's plant based. I don't know a lot about the details, but there might be some lettuce, tomato, kind of plant based stuff in there. Is that all right with you, or you're not going to be able to do that ham?
I can't do it. I'll take another meat. I just can't eat those substances because of my past. I went to a lot of therapy, and what I've realized is I should just avoid those things. Because if I dig deeper, I might find out something bad about myself.
Okay. And I know this is probably very unprofessional, but I do find your backstory intriguing. We could definitely get you maybe some smoked turkey, some roast beef,
ooh,
corned beef, something like that. But
okay.
I am curious. I mean, would you share anything at all about your past? You know, I like learning about my customers here at Rosenstein's.
Yeah, when I was born, my dad tried to drown me in a tub of lettuce.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was pretty traumatic for me.
He tried to that's horrible.
And you're saying, why am I going to therapy to try to figure this out if I know it already? That's a good question.
Well, hey, okay, I guess
hey you,
me or the
My Chemical Romance guy, come over here.
Me or the
My Chemical Romance guy.
Oh, okay.
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, so obviously the guy behind the counter. We both have very similar haircuts. We have long bangs.
We both have super big.
We both have guitars.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking about me, the cashier?
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
You cashier. All right. Come here.
Okay. Great.
All right.
I'm gonna go.
I'm sorry. You know what? Here. So, yes.
Come here. This is your first day.
What
are you doing in my deli? Getting all personal with my customers.
But
it's none of your business whose father drowned in lettuce. It's none of your business who has a cheese.
Mr. Rosenstein. What?
What did I say? You don't call me Mr. Rosenstein. What do you call me? It's in the fucking employee handbook. What do you call me?
We see he's sweating like a crazy amount, dripping down like the Jordan Peele
you
meme.
Call me Papa Bear.
Papa Bear. Right. Papa Bear.
You call
Papa
me
Bear.
Papa Bear. And why do you call me Papa Bear?
Because you're my Papa Bear. And
look at me.
And you're
look me in the eyes when you speak to me.
Because you're like a Papa Bear, and you protect us, and you feed us honey when we do a good job.
Exactly, I feed you fucking honey, and you're gonna come in here, and you're gonna fuck up my Jewish deli by getting personal with my get that little boy over here. Get the little boy who you harassed over here.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. Hey, man. Hey, dude.
What's up?
My boss just wants to talk to you really quick. So if you could just come with me, and please, just, when you look at, just address him by Papa Bear, okay? Because he'll freak out. He'll freak out if you don't. So
okay, sure. Hey, Papa Bear, what's up?
Papa Bear, hey, Papa Bear, he's the customer you asked to see.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Rosenstein's.
I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah, you run a Jewish deli, but you have a real Italian energy to you. You have a real godfather energy to you. I just want to say that.
I'm half Jewish, I'm half Italian. We fucking exist.
You're petting a pastrami hero like it's a cat. And it's weird.
Yeah, because this is my fucking pet.
Okay.
I put all the love and attention into my meats that I would a real cat.
What do you want?
This kid bothering you?
No,
he didn't do personal with you?
He's asking
his first day.
He's asking about the backstory a little bit, which I said I don't want to talk about. My dad tried to drown me in a tub of lettuce. My mom tried to smother me in tomatoes and suffocate me. I once got put onto a sandwich at Subway and run through the toaster. But that was my parents weren't behind that one.
what was that one?
I asked for a
elaborate.
Yes.
Look me in the eyes. Okay. Look me in the eyes when you're talking to me.
I'm sorry. I asked for a
Okay, what?
I asked for a foot-long sub, and they said, "What do you want on it?" And I said, "Just not lettuce and tomato." And then I kind of panicked and froze, and I said, I don't know, just what do you think like I would want?" And he said, "Well, you look pretty tasty." And he grabbed me, threw me in the toaster on some bread. He melted some provolone on me.
Oh,
took a bite out of me.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just realizing. I thought I had seen you somewhere before. Are you the guy who got in the accident at the bread factory? Is that why you're covered in sesame seeds right now?
Yeah, the bread factory has like this crazy scientist, and I signed up for an experiment where you cross my DNA with a sourdough, and it went horribly wrong. So now I'm like,
got it.
I look like a human being, but I have the skin of a bread, and I'm covered in sesame. And the bread is like all—it's like a weird little Italian freak, just like playing on a softball team. I didn't want to talk about this. This is my backstory.
Yeah, why are you doing this to this poor man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I get curious about. You know what? I like learning about people.
All right, this is strike two. Strike two.
Papa Bear, I am so sorry. Please, I'll just go back behind the counter. I'll just go back behind the counter, and I'll just keep doing my job. Can I just take the next order?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave actually, because I'm not really hungry anymore.
That would be best.
Okay.
Get your fucking sesame skin and get out of here.
I'm leaving. Okay.
Hi, welcome to Rosenstein's. Can I take your order?
Hey, can I get a pork sandwich, just like roasted pork and Swiss?
We don't do that here, sir.
Who am I talking to?
Papa Bear, I'm sorry, Papa Bear? This is my boss,
that's
Papa
weird.
Bear. He's micromanaging. I'm on thin ice a little bit, so he's insisted that he micromanage me.
All right, well, who would I talk to? Who do I order for?
Well, you can order through me, and he's just gonna hover and watch. We do have pork, but it is all plant-based pork because we are a Jewish deli.
That's fine, as long as it's not lettuce or tomato or mayonnaise, then I could totally get into that.
Well, okay, well, so it is definitely, there's definitely, you know, lettuce DNA in the pork.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
But, I mean, we could do something else. We could do the other white meat chicken. You know, we could do chicken.
I can't.
Without lettuce, tomato, or mayonnaise.
My backstory. It's my backstory. It's my backstory.
It's your backstory. Yeah. And okay.
The scientist tried to mate me with a lettuce.
Right. Right. Do you want me to ask about your backstory?
Don't talk to me about my backstory.
Don't ask about his backstory.
I'm sorry, he's wearing my backstory.
He's wearing a shirt that says, "Don't even ask me about my backstory," but it feels like he does want
to.
It's a lot of text on a shirt.
It's a lot of text.
I'll give you that. It's an ironic t-shirt if I've ever seen one.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Well, we could. Is there anything I can get you? Maybe we can get you some soup.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Okay, we have.
We're out of soup. Don't offer soup. We're out of soup.
Yeah, I can hear you.
We're out of soup.
Papa Bear, I can hear you. You can just talk to
Don't look at me. Don't look at me in the eyes.
Okay, well, you don't need to talk to him to talk to me. You can just talk to me.
Apparently. I'm sorry, sir. We are out of soup.
I know.
But maybe we could get you some cookies out of our bakery area.
Tell them we're out of cookies.
I see the cookies, though.
Why are you telling me
you're out of cookies? I see the cookies.
I think we have cookies.
Tell them we're out.
I'm sorry, cashier. Can I talk to Papa Bear?
Cookies.
Can I talk to the Papa Bear?
Sir, I can't. All right.
Tell him I want to talk to him.
sir, do you understand? He's going to fire me if I let you talk to him. He's going to fire me. So you're going to have to do it like this. Apparently, I'm not allowed to sell you any cookies.
But I see the cookies. There's white chocolate macadamia. It's my freaking favorite.
Tell him we don't have any.
We don't have any, sir. We don't have any cookies. Not for sale, at least.
Just because I have tomato skin?
So...
Is it because I have a tomato skin and a tomato insides? I'm mostly tomato at this point. You take a bite out of me, the seeds and juices come flying out the other side. Is that why you're discriminating against me?
You tell this slimy red-looking fuck to get out of my store.
My skin is dry. Inside, I'm slimy.
Sir, you tell him yourself, because honestly, quite frankly, I can't deal with this kind of abuse at work anymore. And you know what? I quit. That's it. I'm going to go... listen, the Christian deli down the road is hiring, and you know what?
Oh, big man gonna go to Christ. Get a Christ sub, huh? Too good for Rosenstein's. Get out.
We go to the Christian deli. We cut over to the other deli across the street.
Hey, welcome to the Lord is your raisin deli. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'd like to get.
Oh, and I should say, Christ be with you.
Oh, I don't know about all that, but I'll take.
I can't take your order.
I guess.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't take your order.
You can't take my order?
No, I'm afraid it's policy here. You have to acknowledge Christ as your Lord and Savior if you want to eat at our deli. So goodbye, burn in hell.
Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul, how dare you
turn away this customer? How dare you turn him away based on his beliefs?
What you told me, you said.
How dare you do this?
Okay, boss. Boss.
I'd like to get a sandwich.
Yeah, you have another customer now, another deep voice customer. He follows the pattern. He gets it.
I'll be right there. I'll be right there with you, sir. Hi, welcome to the Lord is your raisin deli. Christ be with you.
Christ be with you.
Thank you. Is there anything that what can I get you today?
Yeah, I'd like.
We have wafers.
Wafers.
And we have wine. And we have lots of ham.
Could I get like a a kosher dog, maybe a pickle on the side? Don't you hiss at me, boy.
Get out. Get out.
All right.
Hey, don't freak out, but can I just get like an Italian hero and to go, the name's Jesus, so can you just like write that down? Don't freak out.
Oh my God.
It's not what you think.
Could it be?
It's not what you think.
Is it you, our Lord and Savior, no. Jesus Christ?
No, no. No, no. Yeah, it's me.
Well, yeah. Well, can I ask?
What do you want to know?
You're walking the earth again? It's time to spread the good word. It's time to spread more than mayonnaise on this sub. You know, it's time to spread the gospel.
No, just give me my sandwich. What do you want to know? Do you want to know if you're going to get into heaven? You want to know when you're going to lose your virginity? What do you want to know?
Yeah, I'd love to know when I'm going to lose my virginity. All the kids at the school, they keep calling me extra virgin olive oil on account of the fact that I'm a virgin and Italian. And also, my skin's really oily. I got bad acne. I guess the first thing I want to know is when am I going to get rid of this gosh darn acne?
Okay, so you got three. Jesus is like a wishes scenario with like a genie. You get three wishes. One, you're going to get use your acne at age 29. So sorry okay, that
so,
it's late.
So 12 more years. That's a long time.
The good news is you're going to lose your virginity at age 29.
Oh, well, it's a big year for me.
Big 29.
Hey, Jesus.
What is it, son?
Is that you, Jesus?
It is me.
Well, I just heard you giving out advice and
boy, this is my little brother Johnny, by the way.
Okay, sure. What do you want to know, Johnny?
Hi, I'm Johnny.
You want to know when you're going to lose your virginity?
You're supposed to have all the answers to life's biggest complicated questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just got to ask you.
me and my brother, our mom's pretty sick. She's been pretty sick for a while.
Yeah, our mom's pretty sick. I guess I should have asked if you could cure her for the first two wishes, yeah, but seems like Johnny's gone in the right direction. No, I'm just so gosh darn peeved about these boils, these cysts on my face.
So Johnny, what's your question?
And well, I guess my question is, our mom's so sick, and it's been for a couple years now, and things aren't looking so good. And Jesus, all she wants to do is die. She's got no more fight in her. And I know what the Bible says, but because you have all the answers, I'm going to ask you, Jesus, do we have a medical right to die?
Can our mom go by? Is she allowed to go up to the big man in the sky if she chooses to go bye-bye on her own time, huh?
Yikes.
Is she allowed to engage in medically assisted suicide without going to hell?
I'm going to pass on this one, guys. I don't want to set any sort of precedent on this one.
Jesus, why are you passing?
I'm not going to set any precedent that future people can use. So, pass. I'm going to pass. But I will say, you're going to lose your virginity at age 29.
That's pretty neat.
All right, well, Jesus, here's your Italian sub that you asked for.
Thank you.
I mean, is there anything else we can do for you before you go? I mean,
yeah, you got Fresca. It's my favorite soda.
Yeah, we got Fresca. Yeah, we got Fresca.
You do.
We got strawberry. We got Fresca. Yeah, we got strawberry.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
All right, one strawberry Fresca.
I know I shouldn't be saying hell, but
make it two.
Make it two.
You could pay for that. All right. Well, sure. And
actually, let me turn this two strawberry Frescas into 50 to feed everyone in this restaurant.
Well, are you going to pay for 50 Frescas?
No. No.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. Jesus. All right. Listen, hey, man, you're the big guy, okay? But you gotta pay for those, Jesus. You can't be giving out free Frescas. Not in this economy. And I know you're all about helping the poor.
You've been smited.
What?
Strike by lightning.
We see there's a burning ash pile left.
So, Johnny, can I get these Frescas or what?
Oh my god, Anthony.
Was I being bad or good?
Was the medically assisted suicide too much?
No, it was perfect.
No.
It was perfectly in line with what we want to do.
Okay, good.
Anthony just decided to murder both of us.
I'm fine with that.
For no reason. Oh, man. Hey, Sam, thank you for joining the podcast. We really appreciate it, especially you sticking with us for this late night recording time. It's now 11:40 p.m. Oof. On a Tuesday night. Is there anything that you would like to plug at the end of the episode? Your social media, any of that sort of stuff?
Yeah. If you want to join an elite group of about 200 people, you can follow me on Twitter at Sam Wants Praise, because I do. and then, of course, please go follow 24 Hour Kiss Club on everything. We're going to have some online stuff hopefully up around New Year, and we're getting some live shows. So anyone in the New York area, you know, follow us on Instagram, look out for that.
Mm-hmm. Follow Sam, follow 24 Hour Kiss Club. If it wasn't clear, Anthony is in this sketch group as well with Sam and several other very talented comedians around New York, some who have been on this podcast, some who will be on this podcast in the future. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7. And you can stay up to date with the pod by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, as always, stay al dente.
And go bite the lasagna.
All right.
All right.
Lazy.
Yeah, you're right. It's late.